Ella Mack by Billy Jackson, Year 7. A drawing, the only thing I had left in my life, the only link to my lost family. My name is Ella Mack, and I live on the streets of London with my best friend Sid. He's a rat. I don't have a family. I live by a pub in a lonely old cider barrel, with very few possessions, such as a portion of once a beautiful painting. My tear includes a red chicken with a candle and a blue feather. My favourite possession, though, is a tiny blue turtle that I keep in an old tobacco tin with the rest of my stuff. My last possession is my most useful. It's a candle in a shell. It melts down to nothing every few months, so I get it replaced by the man who works at the wax stall in the market in the town square, and I don't have to pay him anything. I saw a poster today whilst out scrounging for food. It looked like it was years old, all scruffy and dirty. It had big black letters that boldly stated, "Wanted for murder." I looked at it for a moment or two. It sent a shiver down my spine. Every time I have an opportunity to read something, I take it. I don't go to school, so I try to teach myself as much as possible, but I don't get very far. Ding dong, the church bell struck. The time was 11 o'clock, and the market was just starting. As I skipped across the square, I noticed the sun as it shyly poked its head around a cloud to look at the people of London. The market was busier than usual, and there was a new stall I noticed right in the corner. I went over to take a look. It was full of beautiful things. One in particular caught my eye, a metal box with a lid and glass walls. On the top of the lid was a painting of a house and a colourful landscape. Next to the mystical box was a bright, vibrant yellow-green bracelet. It shone in the sun. Then I noticed the owner of her stall, a witch-like, old, wrinkled woman, her dark, evil eyes pinned to me.